Canada and Australia tax unrealized Bitcoin gains. When you emigrate, moving abroad can generate a capital gains tax bill on Bitcoin you never sold. That is the warning circulating after a Crypto Slate post highlighted how Canada and Australia both treat crypto as disposed of the moment a resident leaves the country. No sale, no cash out, no transfer off in exchange. The act of ceasing tax residency is enough to create a taxable event. The rule is not new, and it is not crypto-specific. It has existed in both tax codes for years and applies to shares, fund units, and other investments. What has changed is the size of the number. With Bitcoin trading at $79,021 as of August 25, 2026, up roughly 23% over the past 7 days, holders who emigrate now are taxed on a much larger paper gain than they would have been a month ago. Canada's deemed disposition rule under Section 128.1 of Canada's Income Tax Act. The day you cease to be a Canadian tax resident, the Canada Revenue Agency treats you as having sold most of your capital property at fair market value. Crypto assets, including tokens and NFTs, fall inside this net alongside stocks and ETFs. The gain between what you paid and the market value on your departure date becomes taxable, even though nothing left your wallet. Reporting is handled through Form T1243 to calculate the deemed gain, and Form T1161 if the total value of the property you held on departure exceeded $25,000 CAD. A holder can elect to defer the actual payment by filing Form T1244 and posting acceptable security with the CRA, pushing the bill to the point of a real sale. Some assets sit outside the rule, including Canadian real property and registered accounts such as RRSPs. Crypto does not get that exemption. Australia's CGT event, I1 Australia, reaches the same outcome through a mechanism called CGT event I1. When you stop being an Australian tax resident, assets that are not taxable Australian property are treated as disposed of at market value at the moment of departure. Cryptocurrency is a CGT asset and falls outside taxable Australian property, so it is caught. The Australian Taxation Office spells this out in its guidance on crypto and tax residency. Leaving can crystallize a gain with no sale proceeds behind it. Australia offers an off-ramp that Canada frames differently. A departing resident can choose to disregard the deemed disposal, but the trade-off is that the crypto stays inside the Australian CGT system until it is actually sold, wherever the holder lives by then. Defer now and Australia keeps a claim on the eventual gain. Pay now and settle the bill at today's price. A rally raises the toll. Both systems tax the unrealized gain at the departure date, which ties the size of the bill directly to the market. Bitcoin's 23% run this week, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 81, or extreme greed, means the deemed sale price is near recent highs. A resident who left Canada or Australia in mid-July would have been assessed on a smaller gain than one leaving today. For anyone weighing an international move, the timing of departure and the timing of the market are now the same decision. The mechanics also expose a cash flow problem specific to crypto. A stock portfolio can be partly sold to cover a deemed disposition bill. A holder who wants to keep their full Bitcoin position has to find the tax money elsewhere, because the taxable event happened without generating any cash. Self-custody does not change the calculation either. Whether the coins sit on an exchange or in a wallet you control, the tax authority values them the same way on your exit date. Planning before the move, neither rule is a reason to avoid emigrating, but both reward planning. The deferral elections in Canada and Australia exist precisely because governments know a paper gain may not come with the cash to pay it. Choosing a departure date, deciding whether to defer or settle, and documenting cost basis before you go are the levers that matter. Holders with large positions typically involve a cross-border tax advisor rather than relying on general guidance, because the interaction with the destination country's rules can create double taxation or, in some treaty cases, relief. The broader point for crypto holders is that residency itself is now a taxable trigger in major markets, separate from any transaction. As more jurisdictions tighten crypto reporting, the question of where you are tax resident is becoming as consequential as what you hold. That mirrors a wider shift in how governments are approaching digital assets, a theme running through recent moves on global crypto regulation.